The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
$500 billion in budget cuts are not scheduled to hit the military until March, but that didn't stop the Pentagon from canceling the deployment of a massive aircraft carrier that's based in Hampton Roads. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says the decision to cancel the deployment of the Harry S. Truman carrier to the Middle East impacts thousands of people.
So it compromises national security. It turns everybody's lives topsy-turvy.
President Obama is asking Congress to move the March 1st deadline back to buy more time for lawmakers to reach a broader budget deal. Senator Kaine agrees that the March 1st deadline is arbitrary. The deal lawmakers just struck to raise the debt ceiling requires both chambers of Congress to pass a budget, which is when Kaine wants Congress to work out the details.
Why would you do one-off cuts that are like ugly that were never supposed to go into effect when you're working on a budget and you're going to have a budget in each house by April 15? That's the place to do cuts. That's the place to talk about revenues. That's the place to do deficit reduction.
Virginia's senior Senator Mark Warner has been trying for months to forge a compromise that would redirect the scheduled budget cuts from ripping through most all of the federal budget next month.
That could be one of our fallbacks, but I think the better plan is to get rid of this uncertainty for the balance of this fiscal year.
Now the question facing Congress is, can they divert the budget cuts in the coming weeks? Warner says if lawmakers can't find a bipartisan solution, communities across the state and the nation are going to be impacted, just like Hampton Roads.
Most folks had expected this would not start happening until March 1st, but this is just the first of what will be many shoes to drop.
The Pentagon cuts are unacceptable to Republican defense hawks. To protect the military from such steep cuts, they're calling for cutting the size of the federal workforce by 10% through attrition. The plan calls for only replacing one of every three employees who leave the government, which could cripple Northern Virginia. But Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf would rather see entitlement reform and tax increases than a deal that cuts the federal workforce.
The president has a moral obligation to come up with the necessary spending reductions and fixing the entitlements whereby sequestration never takes effect.
It's not just defense. The other $500 billion in budget cuts would hit nearly the entire federal budget. Experts say many cuts don't make sense. Let's just look at housing. In Virginia, thousands of elderly or disabled households depend on Section 8 housing. Under sequestration, Section 8 would be slashed. Michael Bodakin of the National Housing Trust says the government would have to pay about $40,000 more in nursing home fees for each elderly Medicaid recipient moved off Section 8 housing.
It's important to not just think about the people, which are fundamental, but for those who are counting money in the federal government, think about the cost of the displacement of these households and what the federal government's going to have to do once that occurs.
Similar scenarios could play out in education and health care, which has people across the political spectrum worried. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman says time is running out. He says triggering sequestration will be devastating.
Even if it goes in place and later gets reversed, the effects of that, I think, are going to be irreversible. So this has got to get done.
The clock is winding down, and there doesn't seem to be any grand bargain in the making. That means this divided government is once again facing a scenario that could ripple through the economy of Virginia. I'm Matt Laszlo.